Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. For over 96 years, generations of farmers have turned to Farm Credit for their financial needs. Whether a young farmer or a seasoned grower, Farm Credit offers products and service geared specifically to the agricultural community.
And good morning. I'm Jeff Bossert, filling in for Dave Dickey this week on the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. For this Thursday, let's get a look at the current trade. Out of Kansas City right now for winter wheat for September, 705, up 2 1/4. December, 720 1/2, that's up 1 1/2. September wheat out of Chicago, 663 3/4, down 1 1/4. December, 676, down 1 3/4. September corn is 536, that's down 2 1/2. December, 496 3/4, down 5 1/4. March, 508 3/4, down 5 1/2. May of 2014, 516 1/4, down 5 1/2. July of 2014, 522 1/2, down 5 1/2. August beans, 1460 3/4, down 16 3/4. September, 1309 3/4, down 19 1/2. November beans, 1261, down 22 1/2. January 2014 beans, 1266 1/4, down 22 1/4. March 2014. 1265 1/2, down 19 3/4. August bean meal, 464 even, down 510. September bean meal, 1260, down 1090. August bean oil, 4566, that's down 13. September, 4565, down 12. August live cattle, 122.52 1/2, up 122 1/2. October live cattle, 126.50, that's up 125. August feeder cattle, 152.35, up 137 1/2. September, 155.22 1/2, up 127 1/2. August lean hogs, 96.65, up 85. And October lean hogs, that's at 85.57 1/2, up 30. In a few minutes, we'll get a look at the trade and what these numbers mean with Dan Zwicker at ADM Grain Group in Decatur, Illinois. But right now, a feature this week for the Mid-Morning Report and Closing Market Report, Todd Gleason has trading terms.
Our term of the day is liquidity. In business, economics, or investment, market liquidity is an asset's ability to be sold without causing a significant movement in the price and with minimum loss of value. Money or cash is the most liquid asset and can be used immediately to perform economic actions like buying, selling, or paying debt, meeting immediate wants and needs. However, currencies, even major currencies, can suffer loss of market liquidity in large liquidation events. A liquid asset has some or all of the following features. It can be sold rapidly, with minimal loss of value, any time within market hours. The essential characteristics of a liquid market is that there are always ready and willing buyers and sellers. Another elegant definition of liquidity is the probability that the next trade is executed at a price equal to the last one. A market may be considered deeply liquid if there are ready and willing buyers and sellers in large quantities. This is related to market depth that can be measured as the units that can be sold or bought for a given price impact. The opposite is that of market breadth, measured as the price impact per unit of liquidity. An illiquid asset is an asset which is not readily saleable due to uncertainty about its value or the lack of a market in which it is regularly traded. The liquidity of a product can be measured as how often it is bought and sold. This is known as volume. Often investments in liquid markets, such as the stock markets or futures markets, are considered to be more liquid than investments such as real estate, based on their ability to be converted quickly. And that's a definition of liquidity.
And now joining me on the phone is Dan Zwicker at ADM Grain Group in Decatur. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
And what do you see in one of some of the numbers? We are continuing to look at beans down quite a bit this morning and a slight downward in corn as well.
Well, the main focus here, of course, is weather, and the weather maps overnight turned a little bit wetter for the eastern half of the Corn Belt. Some of that moisture is going to work its way maybe into the state of Iowa, but the western one-third Corn Belt is still going to miss the rains, but the retreat of the high-pressure system back to the mountain area is going to allow a cold front to move down in the eastern half of the Corn Belt and give everybody a shot at a decent rain. And that is what's got the market under pressure here this morning. I think a couple other things is, you know, Bernanke is talking, and anytime you get the Federal Reserve Board talking about monetary policy, that, you know, has a tendency to impact the dollar, interest rates, and the Dow. And the general theme basically has been to basically move out of commodities and into equities. And you can see, like, the stock market's up 115 here today. We do have the dollars a little higher. Interest rates are creeping a little higher. So anytime you get expectations that interest rates are going to climb higher, you're going to get downward pressure in commodities, and that's what we're seeing here today.
Yeah, we're just waiting for, I guess, more testimony from Fed Chairman Bernanke. He said Asian stocks were mostly higher, tracking gains in Europe, and but China-related shares were mostly lower. But I guess there's a little anticipation as to what else we'll be hearing from the Fed.
Well, yeah, I think, you know, I think the general theme is everybody does believe that he's going to keep the monetary policy easy in the short run. But in the long run, most people feel that he is going to go ahead and proceed and do some tapering, pulling back a little bit. And that is what's given the longer-term interest rate market a boost to climb a little higher. Now, you know, how all that unfolds over the next 6 months, I mean, that's all he has left. We're going to have a new Fed chairman sometime next January or February. So he's kind of, you know, kind of a lame duck type Fed chairman. So he's probably just kind of trying to hold everything status quo in here, but the market still listens to every little word he says and tries to parse it. But when you get over into the commodity market, it's all about weather at this time, and the maps are wetter this morning. That doesn't mean that they'll be drier tomorrow. So when you're in a weather market, you know, they put the moisture in, they take the moisture out. But if we do get the moisture that the weather maps would indicate that we're due here in the eastern half of the Corn Belt, that would go a long ways in shoring up eastern Corn Belt crop prospects. Now, the western prospects are still up for grabs, and probably my guess is that we're going to see some crop rating declines here on Monday afternoon. But the trade is always looking ahead, and as if these rains do materialize over the next 5 days in the eastern half of the Corn Belt, that's going to go a long ways in shoring up crop prospects. But the crop is so late this year that we're going to have good weather or favorable weather to make this bean crop probably all the way into Labor Day weekend. So, but that's the key thing here. The markets also were a little bit overbought. So there was reason for them here to decline a little bit. We still see the bull spread, which is buying the front months, selling the back end months. That seems to be the feature trade in the market, as it has been basically all spring and summer.
All right. Your reaction, I saw the price of oil is above $106 a barrel today. Any thoughts that the crude prices are falling?
Well, if technical analysis is telling us that there's more bullish news to come in crude oil is breaking out of a big pennant, triangle formation on the monthly chart that suggests that maybe crude oil could travel back up towards the all-time highs that we had there at $1.47. I think most chartists are probably looking at something in the mid-130s. If that would be the case, then we would be back into the $4-plus gasoline range, and then that would probably, in turn, put a lot of economic downward pressure in the economy again. But, no, I've been watching the oil chart. It's breaking out, and it is signaling that more bullish news is coming in the energy market.
All right. Thank you very much, Dan. Dan Zwicker of ADM Grain Group in Decatur. Right now, September wheat 60.63 and a quarter up, down 1 3/4. September corn 5.35 and 3/4, down 2 3/4. August beans 14.63, down 14 and a half. 89 degrees on Friends Plaza. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3, Urbana.